present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Malley in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back Andre Melle, who once again try and do battle with our three regular and tough competitors of the game. And they're going to try and speak as usual for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject fascinations. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
These are the sort of wiles that are exercised by human beings on others and, to a certain extent, by nature upon humanity itself. Now, the old period, which is now known as Victoriana, produced things like a fascinator, which was worn by a lady. They would say, "Go on, put it on, girl, show 'em it," and they would do so.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of girl.
Yes. There was. And so, Peter, you have a correct challenge. You take over the subject, you get a point for
that. I didn't say girl twice.
No.
If I've made a mistake, I will put it to the audience. Will you please cheer for Peter if he was right and boo for Kenneth if he was wrong and all do it together now? So they all decided that he didn't say it, and I'm sorry, I wasn't concentrating as much as I have to usually. Kenneth, it was an incorrect challenge, so you have a point for that, and you keep the subject, and there are 40 seconds on fascinations starting now.
It took the form of eye makeup very often as an alluring form of fascination.
Clement Freud.
Two forms.
Yes. Fascinations, Clement, is now with you. A correct challenge, a point to you. 33 seconds left, starting now.
Fascinations always make me think of pumpkins. I don't know why it is, but that yellow flesh, those orange-coloured pips, and the pie, which is...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. I see no connection between pumpkins and fascination whatsoever, and I don't think the general public do either.
Whatever turned
you on.
Well,
he did establish that, to him, it made him think of fascinations. It's a very bizarre thought, but he's a bizarre fellow, so let's carry on with the show with 21 seconds left, starting now.
I also find banana milkshakes absolutely fascinating. A compulsive mixture of honey, that fruit which comes from the Indies, which I'm not meant to mention again, otherwise it would be repetition, milk put into a liquidizer and whizzed forth...
Peter Jones.
A repetition of milk.
No, milkshake is a hyphenated...
I'm afraid he's right, Peter.
Oh, I see.
And so you have 6 seconds to continue on fascinations, Clement, starting now.
I know a woman called Maud Postlethwaite who is fascinated by Yorkshire pudding. She comes from Scunthorpe, which is...
Well, the rather offbeat subject of fascinations helped Clement Freud to get a great deal of points in that round, including, of course, one for speaking when the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up. And Peter Jones, we're now going to hear from you. The subject, things I forget. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, thingamabob, of course, is one of them, and I'm never able to recall very clearly people's names, faces, or the addresses of the theatres where I am engaged to appear, the parts that I am paid to play, or, in fact, the personalities of the other performers, which does give me a tremendous disadvantage in the particular profession which I've chosen. And other things I would like to be able to tell you about, which I can't recall, are numerous, but too numerous to even...
Andre Melle.
Repetition of numerous.
Yes, they were so numerous. He repeated it. And Andre, you now have 23 seconds to talk about the things I forget starting now.
The things I forget are that I have said one word more than once in just a minute. If I didn't forget them, I wouldn't do it and could score lots of points and Clement Freud would never win. What is absolutely maddening is that he seldom forgets what he said and...
And Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of points.
Yes. No, you didn't. No,
yes,
no.
Yes, early on. Mm.
Which were they?
I let it go on a bit.
When did she... when did she
As I was talking about things I forget, I'm allowed to say points twice as a way of showing that I forget what I've said before.
Thank you for being so honest, Andre. Clement, you have 6 seconds to talk about the things I forget starting now.
I really forget things that I forget because I can't remember them, having failed to get them in my...
Well, once again, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, and he's also got that point and a few others, and he's in a very strong lead. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is retorts. 60 seconds starting now.
The sort of retort which I'm very fond of is, what did you say? But speak up a bit, and I couldn't hear you, are quite high on my list of apposite and intelligent, searching, telling retorts. I knew a man whose name I can't remember.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, and not one of the retorts he's mentioned. Is there anything profound?
Searching or profound?
Searching, yes.
No, I quite agree.
Speak
Kenneth,
up a bit. It's not searching at all. Load of rubbish.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge.
Thank you.
Wake up. Let's have something exciting from you on retorts with 42 seconds left, starting now.
One that springs most readily to my mind is when Johnson was dining at Oxford and Dr. Adams said, "Do you not think, sir, life is often boring?" And the worthy doctor replied, "Yes, especially when one's sitting next to you." Always makes me fall about. But, of course, there have been so many of these brilliant aphorisms recorded. One thinks immediately, of course, of that poor old thing.
Clement Freud.
The third, of course.
I'm afraid there were.
Yeah, well, there are loads of ands in his, but we don't pick him up for these words. if he starts picking up on these individual little words like this, we're just going to find fault with everything he says as well.
Of course, it's two words. And is only one, and we don't bother with ands. But I do, of course. So, Clement, retorts is back to you, and 17 seconds left, starting now.
I think one of the most memorable retorts came in Central Africa in the year 1893, when a native Assegai tribesman saw a...
Peter Jones.
He wasn't an Assegai tribesman.
No, because that's the thing they throw. So, Peter, you have retorts and you have 6 seconds left, starting now.
You haven't got cloth ears. Can't you read? It takes one to know. And things like that are the common verb.
Kenneth, we're back with you to start. And the subject, William Morris. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
A designer, a painter, poet, translator, a man who organized 100 benevolent welfare schemes and is the founder of the Socialist League of Great Britain. One of the most underrated figures in the late Victorian period. I think the lines he writes about the haystack in the floods are among the most moving passages in English literature, and I am delighted to find that Francis Turner Palgrave thought fit to include them in his remarkably beautiful anthology. Say but one prayer for me twixt thy closed lips, ending with that wonderful, over-the-tender, bowed locks of the corn, never fails to produce in me emotions of great beauty.
Well, once again, Kenneth Williams started with the subject and finished with it. Once he gets his teeth into history, there's no stopping him. You get a point for speaking when
it
the whistle went.
It just seemed rather bad taste to interrupt, yes, you see. Yes. That's the difficulty.
I know, but when did good taste ever come into just a minute? let us continue with the programme, and Andre Melly, it's your turn to begin. The subject is scales. Will you talk about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, there's the kind of scales which are concerned with weight. Those that are found on my legs.
Kenneth Williams, the chance.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. Indeed. And scales is now with you, Kenneth, with 49 seconds left, starting now.
They are held in the hand of the figure of justice over the Central Criminal Court, known colloquially as the Old Bailey. Now, that figure... with underneath...
Andre Melly.
Two figures.
There were two figures, yes.
What a shame, because I was dying to say this about
say
this woman.
It.
Well, perhaps you'll get another chance.
All right.
Scales is back to you, Andre. 37 seconds left, starting now.
There's the kind you find on fish, and in the winter...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of kind.
Yes. Scales is back with you, Clement, starting... Sorry, not back with you. It's now with you for the first time. 34 seconds left, starting now.
The musical one, of which my daughter Emma is probably the principal exponent, is Do, Re, Mi, La, Fa.
Andre Merichal.
Deviation, it isn't La, Fa.
No, but to his daughter Emma, it might be, because that might be...
Don't be ridiculous to his daughter. His daughter Emma is a highly intelligent child. She would never say Fa, La.
Well, I am going to decide that because she is so intelligent and
you
talented...
You don't have to decide. I'm telling you what's what, mate. I know.
Well, why don't you come up here for a bit and I'll sit down there, if that's...
No, yes, I wouldn't mind the money, I'll tell you that. On a very good screw, I can tell you.
I'm working up to what Kenneth Williams gets.
Can't afford those trips to Carnaby Street. Look at the tie, the gear.
If you want to know, I was awarded that.
Oh, he always did that.
I was given it when they voted me Tie Man of the Year. That went down like a bomb. They were deeply unimpressed. It goes down well on radio ties. So let's get back to scales. And I believe that Clement's daughter is so talented she wouldn't get her scale muddled like that. So, Andre, your challenge was correct. And you have 26 seconds to talk about it, starting now.
Fa, sol, la, ti, do is what he meant to say.
Kenneth Williams.
You've already had the mistake, so it's no good repeating it.
No,
she's
no,
repeating
she's
it. She's repeating it. It was already discussed. It's absurd.
You go too far sometimes.
Nonsense. It was... What?
You go too far.
In what
sometimes.
Sense?
Fa, so, la, ti, do. Now, listen.
We're all grown in here.
I was trying to help you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Andre, we're still with you, and there are 23 seconds left on scale, starting now.
In the wintertime, you want to get in the bath. Get one of those scrubbing brushes and really get down to it. That's the best...
Kenneth Williams.
Irrelevant. Deviation. Scrubbing brushes have nothing to do with scales.
I think she was working up to the fact that
working
she...
Working up? Look at her. Working up. She's dropped off. Working up.
I think she's more worked up than she usually is, and you're overworked. Now, overworked up. You're overstimulated. But I'm going to give it to you, maybe to calm you down a bit. Because she was working to talk about scales in the bath, but she didn't get there soon enough, so you challenged before. And, Kenneth, you now have the subject with 18 seconds left, starting now.
They're like mother of pearl on the outside of fish, and you see them in this horror picture. They're always used. They're underwater monsters. Awful things that are going to be scaly creatures. And all this stuff's got to be scraped off, because if you buy them in a fish shop, you don't want to cook them with all that stuff on them.
Peter Jones.
A repetition of fish.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I thought I said fishy the second time.
Fish shop, you said the second time. Fish shop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I'll accept your word for it. I mean, I'm a gentleman. If you say this, I believe it.
Most important thing is you have to accept my word. And there are 5 seconds left for Peter Jones to talk about scales, starting now.
They can be tampered with. You can put your thumb on one side while you've got a paper bag open.
Peter, you were speaking when the whistle went. You gained an extra point. You're still in third place with Andre Melle. And Kenneth just ahead of you. But Clement Freud is way out in the lead, and he's going to begin the next round again. The subject, polyology. Clement, will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Philology is the study of words. Therefore, polyology is likely to be multi-phrases, love of, but could quite simply also be something which you put into a window pane if you have no putty or Vaseline, as a result of which the glass is very likely to fall out and hurt your foot.
Andre Merritt.
And too likely is that.
Yes. Andre, on your challenge, you were correct, so you have 40 seconds on polyology, starting now.
I do just happen to know what polyology means, and would love to tell Clement, it is the study of domestic parrots, and was told to me by a certain...
Clement Freud.
It isn't. Deviation.
I agree with your challenge, Clement, and so you take over the subject, and you have 26 seconds polyology, starting now.
But if you were to get a domestic parrot and teach him the scales...
Deviation, because you see, the subject is polyology, and he's now discussing parrots, so we don't
want... But no, but he did start off by saying, if you were...
Yes, we can start off a lot of subjects saying, if you were. We'd all be doing that forever, couldn't we? We only got 60 seconds there. We'd be here all night.
But I think if he only went for 3 seconds, he should be allowed to establish there was any connection between that and polyology. So we'll let him continue, and there are 18 seconds left, starting now.
A musical scale like Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, that would be polyological, because the bird in his cage would normally simply...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, it wouldn't be polyological if you went Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
No, it certainly wouldn't be. Yeah. It means loquacity, and you're talking about singing. And so I agree with Kenneth's challenge. Polyology is with you, Kenneth, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Well, of course, it is obvious to anyone. The poly is the plurality and the logos from the word, the study of, and thus a garrulousness, a ability to, in many forms, discuss many subjects.
And you'll be pleased to hear that Kenneth Williams is gaining on our leader, Clement Freud, and he's also going to begin the next round. The subject is what I enjoyed most about this series, Kenneth. So can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
What I enjoy most about this series is the opportunity it gives for my dulcet tones to be heard, enlightening everyone. From London to Lagos, the BBC transmitter has the power to reach the ears of Polly.
I mentioned, you know, Andre, many kinds of audience. Ah, dearie, you, it's a funny thing.
You were looking for the poly, and you
I
wanted,
was undone
when you wanted
by
the
my
polo.
Own loquacity.
Yes. Your own polyology pulled you
That's
down.
That's what
there.
It done, you see.
And you were looking for yes. the polloi. Right, Andre, you were the one to challenge, and you have 39 seconds on what I enjoyed most about this series, starting now.
What I enjoy most about this series is finding Kenneth Williams getting his knickers in a twist and being completely unable to carry on, because one thinks of him as someone extremely...
Who challenged?
Deviation, I challenge, yes. Because everybody here will agree with me, I've not got knickers on.
Kenneth, I can only give a decision if you will illustrate whether you have one.
I can't. It's not in the realms of decency. The producer had me on the carpet immediately.
Chance is a fine thing.
Who said radio wasn't a visual medium? I am going to ask the audience to be the judge here. If you think that Kenneth Williams has got his knickers on, or better still, to be fair, if you think Kenneth gets his knickers in a twist, then you cheer for him, and if you think he doesn't get them in a twist, then you boo for Andre Melly, and you all do it together now. You boo, so you believe that Andre Melly's right when she says he gets his knickers in a twist, so Andre keeps the subject, and she has 29 seconds left, starting now.
What I enjoy even more is the wonderful dignity with which Kenneth Williams does.
And,
Kenneth Williams.
Clement Freud Chan.
Repetition of Kenneth Williams.
Yes. There can't be enough of Kenneth Williams. What are you talking about? Don't allow. Give him a point for a good challenge, but give him a quick.
No, I would give it to you if I gave it to anybody, because you just say we can't have enough of Kenneth Williams. but it was a correct challenge, so Clement, you take it over, and there are 23 seconds left, starting now.
What I enjoyed most about this series was sitting next to Kenneth Williams, having those wet, clammy hands grope at my knee, and every now and again...
Andre Melly,
hesitation and deviation and anything else you can think of.
Yes, I've no doubt the audience have gone very quiet, haven't they? They were trying to think of something else. What I enjoyed most about this series... 10 seconds left, Andre, starting now.
What I enjoyed most about this series is being given the point by Nicholas Parsons for an absolutely splendid challenge. I mean, here I am with these three men on this panel who are...
Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition panel.
Yes, you got in just before the 60 seconds. Half a second left, Peter. What I enjoyed most about this series, starting now.
Well, it's...
And I don't think we'll ever know what Peter enjoyed most, because we're going to move to the next round, which I'm sure will have to be the final one. It's a very apt one. Clement Freud, you begin it. The subject is making an exit. Just a minute to talk about it, starting now.
I'm not myself a great do-it-yourself chap. and have a great deal of admiration for Hilaire Belloc.
André Mellet.
Two selfs.
Yes. Making an exit with you, André. 55 seconds left starting now.
It's something that I'm really not capable of doing.
Myself you... and yourself. Do it yourself.
Be quiet, André was just speaking. Really? How dare you interrupt a lady? Are you no gentleman? You're no gentleman, is he? With all in front of a lady
made that claim. Ooh, on Just a Minute or anywhere else.
But, Peter, the thing is that Clement's way in the lead and André's only been on the show once before.
And she's
a
lady.
Want
and we want to make a
we
nice sort of rumbustious finish, so I decided to give it to André. And I think the audience would agree and would have a good old right, so there we are. So I made a correct decision.
Oh, I feel dreadful. I mean, it's just appalling.
Good. I'm glad someone else does. I'm usually the one who's made to feel dreadful. André, you continue with 50 seconds on making an exit starting now.
You need to be an awfully good electrician because getting that neon lighting all correct is very difficult. You have to cut out the words EXIT, put a kind of
Kenneth Williams.
I think a little bit of hesitation there.
Yes.
What?
I would say more than a little bit. Kenneth...
I know, but Clement's in the...
I don't want a load of rubbish from you. He's the chairman, mate. You're trying to take it over. He's trying to take it over. He's already interrupted the lady.
André hasn't been on the game as often as the others.
I want to somehow see that I...
over here. She's saying he's right.
Yes, and I would like to somehow see that everybody speaks on the last round. Making an exit, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
You raise your skirts and turn to your host and say with enormous hauteur, I have not enjoyed your hospitality. I have never enjoyed your...
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of enjoyed.
Absolutely right.
But I am in the lead.
Yes. You can twist your lead, but I wanted to hear from André, and I twisted Samuel slightly. I admit there are 25 seconds left with you, Clement, on making an exit starting now.
Lord Finchley one night tried to mend the electric light himself. He got a shock.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, Lord Finchley, and mending the electric light's nothing to do with making an exit.
Well, he might have...
No, it's deviation, dearie. Let's not kid ourselves. Whoever heard of Lord Finchley, anyway? I mean, does the title exist?
He's nodding over there. I think it doesn't.
That wasn't your challenge. You said he was...
Deviation, I said, and that's what it is.
No, you didn't give him a chance to establish about making an exit. We let him continue with 22 seconds starting now.
It is the duty of a gentleman to give employment to an artisan, which is the poem that I tried to tell earlier on when I was about... to inform the audience how
Peter
one
Jones
made an exit.
Well, if he tried to tell it earlier on, it obviously hasn't got anything to do with this particular subject.
What a good challenge!
Yes, very absolutely. Good challenge, yes.
Because I'm in the lead.
There are 13 seconds left, Peter, for you to talk about making an exit starting now.
It's the third most important thing a performer has to learn, the first being how to get on or making an entrance. Then there's that little bit in between... ending with making an exit, which is perhaps...
A very apt way to finish the show, as Peter actually said, making an exit, the whistle went. He gained an extra point, and he finished in fourth place. He was a few points behind André Mellet and Kenneth Williams, who were equal in second place, but none of them ever caught up or threatened... the lead that Clement Freud established and maintained to the end. And once again, he is our winner, Clement Freud. We do hope that you have enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.